Hello everyone and welcome to JFG Tonight. Dead Star says, and this is sadly why Styx quit streaming on Odyssey. Yes, Odyssey, you have to figure out why is it that when we start the stream, half of the time there's no audio for anyone. And then I have to stop my stream, click reset stream, and then I have to restart the stream and people have to refresh their browser to get the stream with sound. Come on, Odyssey. You have a perfect platform. Other than this, fix it. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Tonight is a double program. We will have our regular show now, chill show. Not much happening, although it's quite funny what's happening with Paul Pelosi, and the memes are flourishing on the internet. And then I will be on the Crucible at 9 p.m. Eastern Time for a debate on CRISPR, the elixir of life, as my opponent calls it, but I don't think it's the elixir of life. I think that CRISPR is very dangerous. So let's start with some articles that were sent to me. Global ancestry and cognitive ability. People were telling me that the professor who participated to this lost his job. I see that Emil Kierkegaard is in the authors. Yeah, it's very sad, but anyone who does racial research loses their job. That's just how it is. There's no such thing as freedom in academia, and that's why I'm out of this world. It's because I could see that it was bullshit, this whole idea that professors have free speech and that they are protected by whatever the term is. Tenure doesn't exist anymore. Your university can fire you for whatever reason they want. Cloud Warmer says, Jeff, who has made the mistake of debating you on this topic? I don't even know who's the guy who's debating me. I didn't do research because CRISPR, I know what the arguments are, and I feel that I don't have to particularly know the specifics of what he will say. I will be hearing what he has to say, but I don't think that he will address properly. Most of the time when I debate with transhumanists, they just don't engage with the revolutionary phenotype. I told this guy in advance, true Andrew, I said he should read my book because my argument is going to be around my book. So if he comes like this other French guy who was like, oh, well, I don't know about your book. I read the first page. It's like, it's going to suck. Now, I don't know if he's going to have read it, but that is the situation. So the article was showing simply that knowing about the ancestry of mixed race people in the US, you have a better predictor of IQ than just looking at their hair color, eye color, that kind of stuff. So basically knowing, are you half black, half white? Are you 75% black, 75%, 25% white? That helps you predict their IQ better than other measures, including socioeconomic status and hair color, that kind of stuff. So there is something really in the genetic information, in the ancestry information that helps predict the IQ of people. This is hilarious. It's apparently from 2021. Someone shared it on Discord. Alternative media framing of COVID-19 risk. A whole peer-reviewed paper about Mr. Mittaker and his coverage of the COVID stuff. Mr. Mittaker is a popular AMP within far-right communities online. His content usually offers commentary on pertinent socio-political issues by ridiculing what he perceives as the social degeneracy of Marxism. Mr. Mittaker is not even far right. It's amazing that they just say it that way. Mr. Mittaker, as far as I can tell, is a centrist, perhaps even a leftist, who just plays the right wing on the internet a little bit because it attracts viewers, but he's just an edgy boy of centrism, and he's certainly not far right. Anyways, it's so amazing to see a university paper listing the episodes of Mr. Mittaker, and it's like episode number one, the great Wu flu. Episode number two, Wu flu, it's just a cold, bro. Episode number three, Wu Wu goes the Achu train. Episode number four, Pika Wu, I sneeze on you. Each of these are making me laugh my ass off. It's amazing. Five, celebrating an incubating stream. It's just a woo-flu bro, getting a bit batty. This empty bun is a nothing burger. The Red Coast, Dip Magadon, Mittaker versus Masterson, month three and counting. And they classify his various position. Oh, he is certain about something, uncertain about other things. He has blame. He has low trust in the health authorities, and they quantify the Mittaker method. Holy shit, is that a loss of time and ridiculous. So going to the Paul Pelosi story, there's been lots of confusion in the reporting today on the Paul Pelosi attacker. NBC News reported first that there was three people in the house. There was the attacker, Paul Pelosi, and a third person. They then retracted this report. So confusion here. Was there someone else? And are they lying about it? Or was there really no one and it was an error to report this? That is bizarre. Then the police came and said that the NBC News reporters were right to retract, because there was not a third person. Okay, I'm willing to believe it, but it's bizarre as a misunderstanding here from a mainstream journal outlet. I think that this meme tells us the story of what happened. Where's Nancy? The Brokeback Mountain guys with the pink hammer. That is probably the most accurate picture we can get of what went on in Paul Pelosi's bedroom. So, we now have the 911 call of Paul Pelosi, and it's not good for him. You know, the Democrats are trying to sell this whole thing as the attacker of Paul Pelosi is some MAGA freak. Schizo who just wanted to kill Nancy Pelosi and entered in the home without consent. Now the 911, it's not the call itself. It is the communication of the dispatch audio by the police. And listen to this.
Hey, priority 910, 2640 Broadway, cross of Scott and Normandy. Hey, 14 hour copy. RP stated that there's a male in the home and that he's going to wait for his wife. RP stated that he doesn't know who the male is, but he advised that his name is David and that he is a friend.
That his name is David and that he is a friend. So before the police were even on the location, Paul Pelosi knew the name of this guy, David, and was reporting to 911 that he is a friend. Now, that doesn't look like a random MAGA attacker. A random MAGA attacker, you call 911 and you say, there's a guy in my house. I have no idea who that is. How could you know that his name is David if he is entering your house with hurtful intent toward you and your wife? You must have had some relationship with him before. You must have known who that is. It's a mystery. The police is saying today that Paul Pelosi had never interacted with this guy before, according to Paul Pelosi. But how would you know his name was David? And why is he referred to as a friend by the police on dispatch before they even get to the scene? That is a big mystery for now, and people are getting confused. There are false reports all across. Elon Musk kind of fell for a weak report that wasn't really backing up their statements. He actually tried to fact-check Hillary Clinton on Twitter, but then deleted his tweet because He was quoting the link to a reference of a Week article that was saying Paul Pelosi. I think I may have shown that article on screen, but I didn't believe what was in this yesterday, because I've seen this article yesterday before Elon tweeted it. And it was saying that Paul Pelosi has a history of being suspected gay men hiring male prostitutes. I didn't report it as such because I thought that this article was relatively weak. It wasn't telling us where do you report these rumors from? Why do you think that? So I discarded it. But Elon Musk tweeted it. And in response to a Hillary Clinton claimed that this was Republican violence, and I don't think it's going to catch this whole story. It just doesn't work, this idea that this guy is a Republican, fully MAGA type of guy. At best, he's a schizo who went into some of the narratives of conspiracy of the right, but he is a full-blown BLM, sexual abuser, LGBT flag carrying, marijuana consuming, hemp bracelet maker, that is sure. And so it doesn't fit at all the standard of even a center-right positioning. The Gateway Pundit reports something which I think is not necessarily true, but it's an interesting hypothesis. Two far-right websites attributed to David DePape to smear conservatives were scraped Friday and deleted Saturday. They were initially presenting this article as proving that the websites have just been made up. And they quote the Wayback Machine, and you can see that the website, the blog that is supposedly showing that David DePape is a right winger, has never existed on the Wayback Machine before the 28th, so before the events happened. So that is concerning. Now, when you look at the blog, it's a blog that in and of itself doesn't lead me to believe in direct MAGA alignment. Big Brother tell you what you are allowed to think now. Solipsism, global warming, all of them posted around August 27th. Now, there are some reasons why a website doesn't make it to the Wayback Machine, and it doesn't mean that the website didn't exist. It may have existed, but if we are believing the website, it would have existed since August 26th. So about 2 months ago, this website would have been created. There's not much information. There's not much way to understand even what he's talking about, because he has a title, for example, Photographic Proof, Alien Human Hybrid Infiltrators. And it just shows a picture that says the following has been censored by your big tech overlords. So it's very hard to know what kind of statement was in there, but aliens, human hybrid infiltrators, global warming. This doesn't sound like a typical conservative Republican position. Aerospace was asking if I finished my debate with CRISPR. No, it's in 1 hour, 45 minutes from now. Go Away says, Jeff, have you heard the theory that Paul lured David to the house with a promise of a threesome with Nancy? And when David realized that Nancy was nowhere to be found, he started freaking out and shouting, "Where's Nancy?" Then attacked Paul because he was really only there to team her with Paul. It is not so impossible. Amazingly, this guy has a history of dating older females. Okay, so he may have something for the idea of double teaming Nancy Pelosi. It's a little reach, it's a long reach, but it's not impossible, the hypothesis that you're raising. It is so ridiculous and hilarious that it's like, even if that was the fact, I think we may never get to it. But yeah, it could be. In any case, I don't see how you end up having the police discussing on dispatch that the guy is named David in advance if this guy is truly just an intruder. I think that he's had some kind of relationship with Paul Pelosi. Was it a drug dealer? Was it a male prostitute? A combination of it all? There had to be something. Seems a bit odd. Hillary fact-checked as doubts mount over Paul Pelosi's attack claims. This would be a broken window, perhaps. It is said that the attacker reached Nancy Pelosi's bedroom. RP reporting person stated there's a male in the home and that he's going to wait for his wife. RP stated that he doesn't know who the male is, but he advised that his name is David and that he is a friend. And the policeman mentions that the guy sounded somewhat confused about this. Is he a friend? Is he not a friend? Well, when you're confused about whether someone is a friend, he's a friend. And you're confused because there may be some other relationship that is illegal that you don't want to report to the police. So a friend prostitute, a friend drug dealer, something like that. People are pointing out in their research that the Paul Pelosi home is filled with cameras everywhere. So we should see the way of entry of this guy. Because if he entered illegally through the door that is broken, that is very different from if he was welcomed in by Paul Pelosi first, and then the window was broken because of some altercation between the two. J. John Dow says, Jeff, why would they call the regular police? Well, you know, you can imagine a situation in which Paul Pelosi expected that it would be business as usual, but then it turns bad, and then he needs help, and of course he must have made sure that there was no one in his home if he was doing something illicit, but then it turns violent, and then David DePape becomes crazy, threatens him with the hammer, perhaps, although it is still maintained that the hammer hit to Paul Pelosi was given in front of the policeman as they arrived. So apparently they were on the in the entry space, and they were struggling for the hammer. And the police came in and said, do not, please stop reaching for the hammer. Give up the hammer. And Paul Pelosi kind of gave it up. David DePape grabbed it and just smashed Paul Pelosi in the head in front of the police. I think that this guy, in one way or another, was framed. I think that once we understand the full story, and Paul Pelosi, you know, has been completely, you know, he's been looking drunk as, and we don't know, was it just drunk or perhaps a combination of alcohol and drugs, but he's been looking extremely hammered on a video while driving, and he had an accident with his car. It would look like someone who may need a regular arrival of drugs or of something delivered by DePape. So Elon Musk has been replying to Hillary Clinton's tweet. Hillary Clinton was saying the Republican Party and its mouthpieces now regularly spread hate and deranged conspiracy theories. It is shocking but not surprising that violence is the result. As citizens, we must hold them accountable for their words and the actions that follow. This is ridiculous. You're talking about a guy, this guy, who had a Black Lives Matter sign in his window, a LGBT flag with marijuana leaves on it in his entryway, and Elon Musk, the tweet that he deleted is, there is a tiny possibility there might be more to this story than meets the eye. And it's the awful truth, Paul Pelosi was drunk again and in a dispute with his lover. And this SM Observe, the article, is not accessible anymore. Their website is totally crashed. And Elon Musk deleted his tweet probably because he realized that the fact checkers would come after him and they would say, oh, this is a site that has been publishing lies before. I don't know the I had spotted this article and I had decided not to present it as truth because I felt it wasn't backed enough. John Drake says, apparently Nancy has refused to release the video to the cops. Of course, I'm absolutely certain that there would be something disculpating to at least a part of the theory in those videos. I believe that we might see an entry that wasn't as violent as they want you to believe. Because the broken window totally makes sense in the context of they were fighting, they were struggling, they broke the window then. The hammer probably hit the window. So you have to understand, how did David DePape enter this home without breaking anything? Because at this point, the window looks very much not like a window that is broken for entry, but a window that is broken from a struggle between the two men. And it would make total sense that this window is broken if when the police arrives, they are both in the entryway because they had bumped on the door during the struggle. That makes sense. So I suspect that the video surveillance would reveal that Paul Pelosi welcomed this man in the home, which is why he's referred to as a friend, and which is why he knew that his name was David. John Drake says, that's the other thing, the window was broken from the inside. I didn't realize this detail, but we can have a look. It's hard to say whether this window has been broken from the inside. You can see a lot of shards here, but you can also see shards on the inside. So I suspect from just this photo, I wouldn't be able to tell if it's been broken from the inside or outside. From the inside is totally viable. Like, there's lots of shards of glass here. What you would need, basically, you would need a forensic examination that determines, is there a shadow created by the two men struggling here with the pattern of the broken glass falling onto the floor? Because if you have two men inside breaking this window, first, you would expect more shards on the outside. Secondly, the shards on the inside will be disrupted by the feet movement and just the feet presence of the two men struggling. So I guess we will need better photos, better pictures. J. John Dow says, who was the third person who let the police in? Well, there was no letting the police in. They were in the entryway already fighting for the hammer when the police arrived. So the third person theory, they say at this point that NBC was wrong, that there was no third person, and the police is also saying there was no third person. Silver Spider says, did the police break the glass to get in, JF? Apparently, according to the current story, no. They would have just seen the two men in the entryway outside the house when they arrived. Cloud Warmer says, why have they not checked everyone's anus for semen? That would be the conclusive evidence. Well, I'm sure that if you're carrying semen in your anus and you're Paul Pelosi, you will know how to object to semen extraction on the basis of privacy laws and everything. And CNBC is complaining about the Elon Musk tweet. Elon Musk, new owner of Twitter, tweets unfounded conspiracy theory about Paul Pelosi attack. You don't know that it's unfounded. You just know that it's a report of a newspaper that may have published lies in the past. There is they fact-check this newspaper and they say, well, they've been telling lies in the past, so they're not reliable, so it's wrong. Careful here. It's not because someone has been wrong in the past that they are wrong now. If you want to fact-check Elon on this, you need to show me that his hypothesis is wrong. You haven't shown this. You have merely shown that the threshold of evidence has not reached your satisfaction. So that's not a fact check. That's an appreciation of levels of evidence. And reputability argument. Excellus says, oh no, oh my god, what did he do? The humanity. J. John Dow says, there is no conspiracy in the theory Elon mentioned. That's another thing. It's not a conspiracy to be saying, maybe this guy was a gay lover. It's a hypothesis that should be followed by the investigative team. Job cuts at Elon Musk Twitter are officially on their way. I can't believe how happy this makes me. All day long, I just rejoice. I think of all the Twitter employees that will be fired. I think of them second-guessing themselves. Should I have banned Papa JF? No, you shouldn't. You're gonna lose your job, bro, because you did a terrible job. I want all of them to be fired. Any number, they say that the rumor within Twitter right now is that you should expect that about 50% of the workforce would be slashed. I want 70, 90, 95. I will be more and more happy as we reach closer to 100%. I am so happy that this is happening. This is justice happening in a world where there is none. It is so beautiful. Now, that's just a rumor. Elon Musk has not confirmed that he was firing 50%, but hopefully he does. And they say that he has to act quick because on November 1st, the employees were generally rewarded in their contract with stock market options of Twitter value. But now Twitter is no more on the stock market, so he has to fire them before before Tuesday, because on Tuesday they would inherit from this bonus and he cannot pay them in stocks anymore. J. John Dow says, would ex-Twitter employees find that their Twitter job experience is a brown mark on their resumes? I mean, you're always going to have employers that are kept in the woke culture that would rehire some of them. But the problem is there will be such a mass of available employees. They won't all find the job back. They won't all. And especially if you're a clever CEO of a Google, let's say, or Amazon, you see these people arrive and it's like, these people have been marked by absolute failure. They have ruined a company to the point where a billionaire got pissed off and bought the company. The only sense in which they succeeded is that they were so bad that they made money being bad. Now, you have to ask yourself, if I'm a CEO of Google, it's like, do I go for this? Do I go for crashing my company, but so bad that someone wants to buy it and fix it up? It's a long shot, and I don't think most companies would be successful at pulling what Twitter pulled here. In a way, they got lucky from the fact that a billionaire, Elon Musk, was addicted to their platform. That's the story of the Twitter purchase. He's addicted to Twitter, and he got pissed that his Twitter was being robbed from him. Lodazal says, persistent varicella Z found in lesions. mRNA vaccination results in 3+ months of shingles. Lesions contain the spike protein. Persistent varicella infection following mRNA vaccination. Presence of spike protein in the affected skin. Further vigilance of the vaccine side effect is warranted, according to an article. That is a peer-reviewed article at the online library being prepared for publication. So it seems like new stuff. It's a case study of what happens with the shingles when you get vaccinated, because that was reported before. We have established that you are more likely to have a shingle infection. So that's your skin just starting to burn and having all these lesions appear on the skin. shingle is a regular thing, and normally it is thought of as being caused by some virus, including herpes, varicella. I think that they call it a zoster virus, and it can be a lot of viruses. They call it zoster because it's a skin lesion causing virus, but it's not just one single virus. There's herpes. In this case, they talk of varicella zoster virus, which I think is another name for what they call herpes zoster. In any case, you end up with more shingles when you get vaccinated. That we know. So we have been having theories of reactivation. Here, they confirm that the spike that is supposed to be encoded by the mRNA vaccine is present in the lesion, which may reveal the mechanism of the reactivation. Because normally, the shingles, you get it, it goes away. It comes back when you're weak. It comes back, I don't know, 2-3 years later, it comes back. Now, the mRNA vaccine could cause this comeback by creating inflammation, by weakening the cells, by weakening the immune system in that region. So there's many reasons through which the mRNA COVID vaccine could reactivate this zoster virus. Very interesting. I'll be reading it in more detail. Speaker's Corner says, Jeff, has your Bitcoin strategy changed? No, it didn't. My Bitcoin strategy is keep my Bitcoin until the next halvening, where I plan to sell around at 180,000 USD. That is what I'm doing. I've decided that I could live without this money now, so I'm comfortable. You guys are super generous with the super chats. We're selling books. The Revolutionary Phenotype is going well. I didn't need that money, so I kept my Bitcoin because I wasn't satisfied with the 66,000 that we saw in this bull run. I hope that we'll get 180,000 next bull run, and then I will sell some of it, if not all. I don't care. I'm a hodler. I can live at the bottom of society. I don't care. I'm a guy who can survive on pasta, on cans. I don't care. All right, the Goodwill, the thrift stores, are launching a search for all shoes, all Yeezy shoes, because they are now anti-Semitic shoes, and we need to ban them from the thrift stores, even if it's a used apparel store. Normally, you think of Goodwill as being this, it's there to help poor people. You would think that maybe poor people would want to buy Yeezys, but they won't be able to because the shoes have been absolutely canceled. Now, people were pointing out in the article how funny it is. This is the directive sent to all Goodwill stores. Requested action. They explained that we always review our products to make sure that they are compatible with our mission and RISE values, and we need to remove the Adidas Yeezy brand. It seems that they have seen so little Yeezy shoes, these employees, because no one would bring their Yeezy shoes to donate to the thrift store, that they had to have pictures of the shoes so that their employees can recognize them. It's amazing. They are launching a search. Anything that has the word Yeezy, YZY, or Yeezy brand, including all apparel and boxes. If you see this, you need to call us. We need to remove it from the store. I think they could send drones, like the drones enter the thrift store. Photographic evidence taken. Sir, we have found one Yeezy shoe. We will need support to get it out of there. Okay. That would be awesome. Landolt says, J. John Dow, the dollar already lost 90% plus value since its inception. John Drake says they will become collectibles now. Certainly, absolutely. Dr. Peter McCullough, a man who has been talking about the COVID vaccine, who has been critical of it, is being stripped of his medical credentials. I was terminated as the editor-in-chief of Cardiorenal Medicine and Reviews in Cardiovascular Medicine after years of service and rising impact factors. There was no phone call, no board meeting, no due process, just emails or certified letters. Powerful dark forces are working in academic medicine to expunge any resistance to the vax. Yesterday, I was stripped of my board certifications in internal medicine and cardiology. Cardiology. After decades of perfect clinical performance, board scores, and hundreds of peer-reviewed publications, none of this will stop until there is a needle in every arm. Holy shit, are they going rough? Especially at this time. At this time, we are aware that it's a very tendentious moral case to make that everyone should get the vaccine. We have the evidence of the negative effectiveness. We have the evidence of the rising reports of side effects. We have the evidence of herpes zoster just increasing on people's shoulders. And we find the mRNA, we find the mRNA-induced spikes in those lesions. We have people getting their face fucking paralyzed. We have people dying from myocarditis and just their heart stopping. At this point, you're still going to... And we have the whole state apparatus that has abandoned even the idea of oppressing people. At this point, they retracted and they're like, we were just trying to encourage you to do the right thing. No more vaccine passport plans. No more forced masks in the grocery stores. That in this time that they are still canceling doctors in this situation is quite stunning. J. John Dow says, JF, when will they make the vaccine available by mail, like voter ballots? I wouldn't be surprised that one day we could see this. That when you start with the assumption the vaccine is so great, even when it kills you, it's because it works. You can reach any conclusion. Like, they have abandoned the idea of absurdity here. There's no such thing as too absurd when it comes down to the vaccine. It is so good that they had the army personnel going on the streets and in the convenience stores and just talking to random people saying, hey, did you get the vaccine? I can give it to you right now. When you're there, anything can be justifiable. Kanye West made a nice joke. He said he now sympathizes with George Floyd's family after losing his Adidas deal. I know what it feels to have a knee on my neck right now. This guy doesn't stop. He doesn't stop triggering the left with everything that they hold so dear. Holy shit, this guy is a comedian. Some woman has an opinion.
Let's see. So Elon Musk is in the building. He's controlling Twitter. Management is out. He's ready to fire 75% of the company. My question is to Congress. Now that Twitter has become a superpower utility-like figure, giving millions of people information every day, are you wishing you regulated them?
Oh my God, this is so arranged. Like, you've set up this whole thing of you walking in this bizarre futuristic... My God, this is such... And anyways, you want to talk about regulating Twitter as an utility? Where were you 5 years ago when we were talking about this? When Papa JF was seeing the censorship of all his friends, I suggested that we we can talk about Section 230, we can reform it. You weren't there back then. You're here now. Not because you want Congress to come in and help the censored people. You want Congress to come in and force censorship, the censorship that you've been enjoying, which has been designed to help people like you rise on the internet against the forces of the free market, which were advantaging people like me 5 years ago. So you have a cartel and you expect the state to come and to defend that cartel. John Drake says, overproduced crap is passé, honey. I mean, yes, it is overproduced TikTok crap. I mean, you can't make this up. It's like the whole thing with TikTok was the idea that precisely you cannot overproduce the TikTok because you're doing it as part of your life and it's a 5 seconds video. But she's like, no, I'm going to do TikTok at another level.
So Elon Musk is in the building. He's controlling Twitter. Management is out. He's ready to fire 75% of the company. My question.
And she drops the bag like, holy shit. You've been choreographing this, lady. You are choreographing your fucking TikTok videos. That's how bad you are. That's exactly why you need the state to protect your cartel. Whoever that woman is, she is calling for help from the state to protect her cartel against me.
So Elon Musk is in the building. He's controlling Twitter. Management is out. He's ready to fire 75% of the company. My question is to Congress. Now that Twitter has become a superpower utility-like...
Oh my God. No, we're not going... Even if you were to regulate Twitter as a utility, all that it would guarantee is that you can't censor me. Because of the First Amendment, if the state gets its dirty paws into the censorship on social media, that means you literally won't be able to ban me, and I will be able to say all sorts of words that right now I'm not able to say, okay? If the federal government says, you can't ban people on social media for using words, then, and even if they say, oh, you can ban them for using words, we can bring a case to the Supreme Court that says, hey, I have First Amendment rights here. I have First Amendment rights, and Congress is stepping over them. Plerum says, the Justice Thomas option, make them common carriers. Yeah, but what she doesn't seem to understand is that if they become common carriers, she doesn't get what she wants, which is to ban the Nazis from Twitter. Under common carrier doctrine, the Nazis would be able to say anything they want on Twitter. Who to control health content on YouTube and censor everything disputing official narrative so that it can manipulate public opinion? Holy shit, the WHO is now taking control of the content that is promoted on YouTube through a partnership with Google. The aim of the partnership is to address the spread of misinformation and disinformation. It's gonna get worse for YouTube. I'm so happy that I'm out. With this, it's like you're already unable to rise as a news channel on YouTube. You won't be able to rise if you just say something about health. And so there will be a whole category of YouTube, you know, the health, self-help, health-related, nutrition, that kind of thing. They will all be kicked to the curb, kicked on the side, and to make place for what WHO decides is what you should watch. YouTube is about to fail in the domain of health in the same way they have failed in the domain of news. They're about to be converted to a kind of state-like controlled entity in the same way cable TV has been. J. John Dow says, JF, will Taiwan be a censored word on YouTube under the WHO? Maybe, you know, if the WHO has to negotiate with China and... they could get to a point where they're like, oh, well, you know, this health creator speaks about Taiwan. This health creator doesn't. Let's favor this one. Exodus says they never quit. They are tenacious. Got to respect that. I mean, at this point, the red flags are there. It's like, you do realize that you're ruining your own business base here. Elon Musk mocks Twitter's human resources for sending a mandatory course on how to manage a company. This is how ridiculous the employment sector has become, and this is exactly why I don't want employment of any kind. I am so much more comfortable running my own business. Because look at this, Elon Musk becomes the owner of Twitter. He receives an automated email. He says, just received this email from Twitter. This is an actual real email that was auto-generated. Managing at Twitter 101. You have 30 days left to get your course. Go/learning. Hey, Elon, it's time to start managing at Twitter 101, M101. This email is suggesting that Elon needs a course on management. And he has 30 days to do it. Does Elon also have to learn not to rape? M101 covers what it means to be a good manager at Twitter by showing you how to create opportunities for impact, help your tweeps grow their careers, and demonstrate care for your team. Psst. You've only got 30 days to finish this mandatory course, and once you're done, we'll enroll you in managing at Twitter 201. Start managing Twitter 101 now. Holy shit, these people are... I think that in the future, we can look back at this and talk of it as an absolute amount of cognitive oppression that was imposed on the white male. And we can look forward to a time at which we talk back of these stories as something from the past, something that we will have excluded from our nations. But they are everywhere in the employment sectors. All companies have these crap courses where someone who knows less than you is trying to teach you something. I remember I was a scientist and they were trying to teach me to do surgery. And they hadn't ever done surgery, and I had done hundreds. You're not, like, the lady comes, like, she happened to be a fat lady, this particular lady. She comes in front. And she's like, so here we're going to talk about the rules on anesthetizing animals and what to do in surgery. And at some point, someone in the room asked her, have you ever done surgery? And she said, no, I'm just giving the course. Holy shit, we were being taught about surgery by someone who's never done surgery. Some random bloke says, who would have thought hiring globalist overlords would result in this? Well, yeah, I mean, it's exactly the kind of pile of crap that is taking over the corporate world. And if we were in a world of free competition, perhaps these companies would self-eliminate by their own lack of productivity. But we're in such an overtaken system where just big companies become bigger and bigger and bigger, and they really don't care about cleaning up and remaining efficient. Elon Musk responds to LeBron James' tweet about scary as fuck racial slurs on Twitter. Twitter says associated accounts are inauthentic, part of a trolling campaign, and will be banned. The left was trying to make a false flag event here. They had their bots onto Twitter using the N-word. And it was obvious to me that this was all a big fraud, that this was arranged by the left to make a case that, oh, under Elon Musk, there has been an increase of the word of the N-word. It sounded like crap to me from the beginning. Now, they have found that 50,000 tweets with the N-word came from just 300 accounts. They were inauthentic accounts that had been created for the purpose of of catching Elon Musk. And yes, ADL bots, says John Drake. So we're still in the Jussie Smollett era here. We have false hate crimes being propped up to create a false impression that there is hate to drive the narrative in the sense that the left wants. new groomer strategy. So what exactly is age queer? Simply put, it is the refusal to conform to the social constructs of age, namely rejecting the young/old binary, embracing the measurement of time without clinging to the idea that time is linear. Time is not linear. Age is not binary. I kind of know where that leads. I have a feeling that I know where you're headed there. First, one moment. First, age has never been binary. Even when you say you're 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, that's not binary. There's already more than a bit encoding this information. Second, time is not linear. Well, yeah, that's true. Under extreme gravitational forces, time is not linear. But as far as when you stay on planet Earth, time will be pretty linear, and it is a pretty accurately measured physical reality. But of course, it's a groomer strategy, as Mekenda makes the case on Gab. Deadstar sends a super chat. Thank you so much. By the way, if you'd like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey super chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Deadstar says, how does Twitter survive when Fink uses his $10 trillion worth of board votes to ban any advertising on the site? I don't know what that means. I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about, bro. Elon Musk is the owner of Twitter at this point. 2020 census errors affect elections. 8 blue states. Okay, Fink is BlackRock. But I don't think that BlackRock has a controlling interest in Twitter. I think that it's pretty clear Elon Musk has the control. So if Elon Musk doesn't want that to happen, I don't see it happen. 2020 census errors affect elections. 8 blue states. Hurt red states. Republican-leaning states have been shortchanged at least 3 congressional seats and electoral college votes because their population was undercounted in the 2020 census. Democrat-leaning states received at least 1 extra seat and vote due to census overcounts and kept at least 2 they should have lost, according to an analysis of Census Bureau's post-census survey. Absolute fraud. How is it that we're talking about this and they're not correcting these things? The census has been done. We cannot recount. But we did make errors. Each of these errors advantaged the Democrat. But it's over now. We cannot recount. We cannot change this. And finally, a Starbucks employee is cracking down. He is in tears. Let's see what is happening with that Starbucks employee. This will be our last news item before I go prepare for my debate tonight.
People wonder why we need a union at Starbucks, and I am literally about to quit. Like, I don't know if I'm going to do it, but, like, I really want to. I almost want to.
Go ahead. Literally about to quit. So you should be quitting within that video of 2 minutes.
Walked out today, and I'm crying in the back room right now, and I almost cried on the floor. It's just, I'm a full-time student. I get scheduled for 25 hours a week, and then on weekends they schedule me the entire.
Jay John Dow is asking about the release of the moral signal. I still don't know. I have to work. I have to work harder on it. I know, and it's late, and I want to have it out as soon as I can, but it's not been advancing. I need to get back to it.
Entire day, open to close. I'm on the schedule for 8.5 hours, both Saturday and Sunday. I'm like 3.5 hours into my shift. There's so many customers, and we have 4 people on the floor all day.
4 people on the floor to make coffees.
Only 5 people were put on the schedule, and somebody had to call out. And there are 4 people running the whole store, and there's so many customers, and there's possibly scheduled 5 people. We only have 13 people employed at this store, and there's so many customers, and they are good.
So many customers. You're crying because you have customers? These people are holding you alive. It's like if I was complaining, oh, there's too much super chats tonight. This is so many questions at the same time. My brain can't handle it. All this money.
We don't have fair scheduling. Managers don't care about us. Our manager was supposed to come in this weekend, and he took himself off the schedule, so he wouldn't be able to be held accountable for calling out. He just literally tore down the schedule that he was scheduled on and put up a new schedule where he wasn't on the schedule. Also, he couldn't.
Okay, so scheduling issues. Cloudwarmer wants to know where the debate will be streamed. It will be on the Crucible. I will not be streaming it on my channel. It will be on the Crucible channel, and just follow my Discord, Gab, whatever social media. I will be publishing the link right after this show. Doubting Thomas says, regarding is an equation that output the nth prime number be useful for providing the Goldbach conjecture? There are equations that do this, but are just computationally long for large primes. That's an interesting thing. If you wanted to inform me about this, I may be interested about knowing about it. But I have my own equation that actually already gives me the number of Goldbach pairs. I have the full equation that gives the precise number of Goldbach pairs under a given even number. So I think I may be at a point where I wouldn't have any use for it, but here's the thing. Is your equation capable of distinguishing between the 6G minus 1 and the 6G plus 1 primes? If it is, I would like to hear about it. So contact me maybe on Discord, because I have this problem where I'm currently dealing with the with uncertainty around the true frequency of 6G minus 1 and 6G plus 1 types of primes. You know, a prime like 5 is minus 1 because it's minus 1 from a multiple of 6. A prime like 7 is plus 1 because it's above a multiple of 6. If you can quantify these very precisely, I would be extremely interested.
Wouldn't have even seen that he was scheduled in the first place because he didn't want to be held accountable for.
Sorry for interrupting your emotional. I'm like, I'm gonna let you finish, but here, doubting Thomas has an important function regarding prime numbers. I'm gonna let you finish, bro.
For not wanting to come in. They don't want to help us. We need a union because this can't happen. This can't happen. We need fair scheduling. We need.
A union will just drain your money and you will be in the same shit that you are now.
Managers to hold themselves accountable for helping their workers. They refuse to turn mobile orders off. We need the liberty to be able to do that.
Oh my god, I would have so much difficulty working with human beings. When I look at this human being, I'm reminding myself of why I don't want to have employees. I don't want to have collaborators. It's like, no, you're not counting on me to help your emotional state or whatever.
Because there's so many mobile orders and I need to get through all of them, and then people are yelling at me because I don't have their orders ready and they don't know what to do. And a customer was misgendering me today, like really badly. I didn't have
a customer misgendered this person, well, misgender him? What is his preferred pronoun?
Their order ready. And so they were just like talking to each other, and they're like, she's clearly incompetent.
She's clearly incompetent. Okay, so she took issue with being called she when he would like to be referred to as he, but he is unable to deliver the coffee to the customers.
I have a full mustache and beard.
Full mustache and beard. I would say you have a mustache and beard that I would expect on a 13, 14 years old, maybe, in the progression toward full.
What the fuck? I don't get accommodations for being neurodivergent. I don't...
Oh my god, and they will start with the accommodations for being neurodivergent. Holy shit, do these people feel entitled. That is it for tonight, Buzz. I'm gonna go rest for 1 hour, and then I'll be back on the Crucible for the ultimate CRISPR debate. Thank you so much for being with me, and I will see you all in an hour from now. Bye-bye. Thank you.